In case you haven't noticed, and you probably haven't, the Earth is under attack by the largest solar storm in years, one that could shake the planet's magnetic field, cause disruptions with cell phones, utility grids, GPS devices. Some airlines have rerouted flights. So let's check in with Kelly Beatty, senior contributing editor with Sky and Telescope magazine. Kelly, you know, we understand that unless you're, you know, flying at high altitudes, there's little physical danger. But are you hearing about these other disruptions?
No, not yet, Robin. And so it's not quite time to duck just yet. this storm didn't quite pan out as strong as it looked like when it first left the sun.
But it still could. I mean, not that I'm hoping for disruptions, but we should point out it still could happen.
This one is lingering a little longer because there were actually two flares involved, both very powerful. And so the shock waves from those are currently washing over the Earth, and we could still have some activity, yeah.
And you have a way of explaining this. It is radio, but we know the sun is a big ball of burning gas, and these solar flares are explosions at the surface. What happens?
Unimaginably powerful, but we're going to recreate a solar flare right here in the studio.
Okay.
So imagine you've got a rubber band.
We do that right here.
You're stretching out. These are the magnetic field lines on the, near the sun's surface. Now let it go.
Ow.
Ow, right. And so that is essentially how a solar flare happens. And when that happens, think of that as the explosion. The sun sends a gigantic ball, a shockwave of gas and a magnetic field toward us. In this case, it just takes, 36 hours to reach us, traveling at millions of miles an hour. And it's overwhelming us right now. The good news is that those magnetic fields, they kind of have to handshake with the Earth's magnetic field. So that wasn't quite lined up, and we ended up kind of dodging a bullet.
Right, because magnetic fields, the North and the South Pole, for instance, we know that some airlines rerouted flights there.
Right. And so that's because our magnetic bubble around the Earth, the magnetosphere, has a kind of weak point in the shield at the North and South Poles. And so that's where the radiation can kind of funnel in. And, our atmosphere protects us, but when you're flying high like that, you can get a good dose of radiation nonetheless.
Okay. Well, in 1989, a very strong solar storm knocked out the power grid of all of Quebec. I mean, 6 million people lost power. And, as you said, it isn't over yet here, so there still could be problems. But you say more important, perhaps, is that it's a wake-up call of what?
Well, the sun goes through an 11-year-long cycle of activity and being quiet, and we're ramping up. The peak is supposed to be about this time next year, maybe next summer of 2013. Along those lines, the sun will get more and more active, and these storms will happen more frequently. So even this one sunspot that's causing all this trouble could itself, in the next couple of days, pop off. There'll be other ones in the months ahead. And some of those storms could be strong enough to really do some of the damage that you were talking about.
Well, and people were talking about cell phones and GPS devices and satellites. We're more dependent on these things than ever.
Absolutely. And these satellites, of course, they're flying above the atmosphere, high in the magnetosphere. They're much more vulnerable. Their circuits are, they're protected, but they're actually very delicate. There was a radio outburst just a few years ago that knocked out a cell phone satellite, a transponder, for quite some time.
Yeah. And meantime, those are the potential disruptions. They could still happen. Look out. But there's going to be a beautiful light show tonight. Where can you see that?
Right. And so when the Earth is under attack like this, these particles enter the upper atmosphere and they cause the gases to glow. We call those displays the Northern Lights, the auroras. This is a fairly weak one, so you'd have to be fairly far north, like Minnesota, Washington State, southern Canada. If they get really strong, we can see them down here. I'm not really optimistic that we're going to see auroras tonight. I'm sorry.
Oh, but if you are in those areas, look where? Just in the night sky?
Look up. And even here, they tend to come creeping down from the north. So look toward the northern horizon. If you've seen a kind of gooey green glow that looks like clouds, that may be an aurora.
Kelly Beatty, senior contributing editor with Sky and Telescope magazine. Kelly, as we perhaps dodge this latest bullet, thanks so much for explaining it to us.
No problem, Robin. Thanks.